Sefer Bamidbar, the Parshas Bamidbar, begin, and therefore it's called Bamidbar. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai bo'el ha'moed v'echol ha'chodesh ha'sheni b'shana ha'sheni tatzeis ha'meretz Yitzrayim le'emar. There's an interesting medrash, the beginning of medrash Bamidbar Rabba, that says why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu stressing the fact that it was Bamidbar? So he says that it's really a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Hamidbar ha'isi v'Yisrael, he says. Was I like a midbar to Klal Yisrael? That I act to Klal Yisrael like a midbar? The Hainu Klal Yisrael said, Lama Yisrael Mi'aretz Yitzrayim, Lama Yisrael Son of a midbar. Why? They complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Yitzrayim to kill us in the midbar? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did I act like a midbar to Klal Yisrael? In the midbar, they felt like they were in a midbar. They didn't feel like they're in midbar. Somebody that's a king that goes out of his palace and he goes off to some barren land, he doesn't have all the trappings, the royal trappings that he usually has when he's in his palace. He says, but Claudius, so what were they missing in the midbar? They had anything that they could possibly want. They had the anonym protected them from the heat, protected them from the underneath the ground from the nechashim akravim. It flattened out any mountains. Everything was straight. Everything was yosher. They had food. They had drink. The anonym were magaites their clothing. They didn't have to do laundry. It was like Philip Lane. The mamish. There was no laundry to do. I always wondered what the woman did in the midbar. There was no laundry to do. There was no dishes to wash. The food was nivla b'vareim. They was mamish living a life that l'mal b'derech hateva certainly. But it wasn't like a midbar. It wasn't the life of living in a midbar. And that's better what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Klal Yisrael. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai. Realize we're in midbar, but the midbar is not like a midbar. In other words, it was sort of like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Klal Yisrael is complaining, they're focusing on the wrong aspect. You're right, it's in a midbar. But in the midbar, look what I gave to Klal Yisrael. Look, there was nothing that Klal Yisrael was missing in the midbar. I think that this is a yisoid for every person in the way that they relate to themselves, the way they interpersonal relationships. And b'chlal, when they look at different chugim, there's always people that or things that a person can focus on that they're not happy with. That there's certain things, especially look at another person, how can you do this? Now, when you look at the person, if you look at all of the person's mindless for the last 40 years, he did one thing wrong in 40 years, let's get the put things in proportion. Okay, yeah, in Echanami, Yitaka did something, you see somebody in the, right? Somebody cuts you off. That's it, you pass the guy for the rest of your life. Whoa, what just happened over here? What happened? Cause one thing, let's say Yitaka was wrong. Yitaka was stuck at something that he shouldn't have done. But why is the focus on the ra? Why is the focus on the negative? If a person would focus on all the positive, then the fact that he did one thing wrong wouldn't bother him. That's why, right? Al kol pishoyim techasa ava. When a person has ava for somebody else, then even if a person does a pesha, then techasa ava, he's willing to overlook it. Because if you have the right relationship, you have the right cook, the right outlook on somebody, then even if they do something which you're not happy with, but it's not gonna ruin the relationship. Unless it's something which is terrible, mamish to piruhi. But the reason why it is that way is because you've gained such an appreciation from the person already beforehand that a little bit of negativity is not going to change anything. It's not going to switch. It's not going to change anything from. It's not going to ruin the relationship just because they had one thing which was wrong. It's important also with the person, with himself. The person sometimes he makes some sort of goal for himself and he's not able to keep to it, he's nechshal, v'chulu. Instead of focusing on all the days that he did do it, he focuses on the days that he didn't do it. Right? The person finishes shas, he does dafyo yomi. Yeah, but I'm missing 7 blad in Erevin, and 23 blad in Menachos, and 14 blad in Bechoris, and Bechlal, the whole kingdom, I didn't know what was going on over there. And this, like, yeah. Whoa, 2,647 blad you went through, right? But it's like that with anything. Anytime the person is nechshal, for some reason, the person is. Rabbi likes to give a mashal. He says, "With a person's midah is rois, the person has a bad midah." He says that means that you throw out the whole person because of a bad midah. He says, "Imagine you had a box of diamonds and one rotten apple there. So you throw out the whole thing because there's a rotten apple inside." Of course not. you have to deal with the rotten apple. No way does that take away from the diamonds. No way does it take away. And same thing with different chugim. People that they look down in certain chugim, they do things differently. They're not makbid on this. They are makbid on this. Whether yes or whether no, the real maila is to be able to take the mailas from everybody and not the chesrinas. And that's really the people that are really matlich are the ones that go ahead and take the mailas from all the different the diktukin halacha from this one, and the hislavas from this one, and the covered bezeknesses from this one, and everybody takes it. You take the mailas from each one, then that's the way that a person can be matlich. Not to focus on the negative, but to take the positive and use it in the best possible life. And I think that Eker Nekuda really is what the Parsha is talking about. When it comes to Rebbeinu Shalom puts them in a matzev, and because of the matzev that they're in, they don't see all the rest of the bracha that they have, because the matzev is not the perfect matzev that they would like to be in, not exactly the place that they'd like to be, not exactly the thing that the situation is the best for them, and therefore they lose track of all the different milas. Simply because they're focusing on the chesronim. There's an interesting, in the last week's parasha, the Ibn Ezra says in Bechukotai, right before the Teichacha, on the pasuk Boilech Eschem Koyim Yimiyu, the last pasuk of the brachis. So he says, Rekei Moyach Omru Ki Aklola Yisrael Yismeha Brachis. He says the empty-headed people say that there's more klolis here than brachis, and that's what it seems like. How many pesukim of brachis are there already? 13. Not even, because the beginning is 13. And how many psukim of Klolis are there, Rachman al-Atlan? It goes on and on. So he says, V'loy amru emes. Snish demes. V'loy amru emes. Rak nemru habrachis klal, v'nemru beklolis pratim. Lira v'lahavchid ha-shemim. V'amestakal hitiv yisparar lo yidavarai. He says, no, it's just, where's the focus on? He says, over here, because the Shbroch went down, when with regard to the Klolis, he spoke out b'prati pratim in all detail. He brought everything down to the last detail of exactly what's going to happen in the most terrible consequences. Why? That nothing should happen. So we should be too scared to do an aver that nothing should happen. It's for our benefit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing it. But he spoke at everything in detail. However, when it comes to the brachis, he wasn't trying to scare us. So therefore, there's no reason to go into detail. But in one word, v'nasati shalom ba'aretz. You know what it means, v'nasati shalom ba'aretz? Imagine Eretz Yisrael would have had shalom for the last since they became a medina in the past year. Imagine how much bracha that is. We wouldn't have had what happened in Meron and what happened in Stalin and what happened all the pigwim that are happening, and how many rockets were sent in, and how many terror attacks, and how many nasati shalom baretz. Right? Three words: nasati shalom baretz. How many details? And a person is scared to go outside. They sent them letters from after things started going. They sent them letters from my kid's gun that kids are never supposed to go. And now their mamash not letting the kids out of the gun until a parent comes. And you know what that means? They have to explain to the girls now what happened all of a sudden, that there's bad people outside. So now the girls are going to be scared. You know how many different pratim it has to deal with? People are too scared. Little kids are scared to go outside. Big people are scared to go outside because there's so much bracha that's involved in it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't speak it out in detail. When it came to the klolis, it was for a purpose. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke it out in detail. But in the Chanami, the brachas are much greater than the klolis. And generally in a person's life, in the standard day-to-day, we're not talking about unique situations. The standard day-to-day, I think that's the first place to focus. Is that a person, right, he has a toothache. It hurts a lot. And it really takes up a lot of mind space. But if you appreciate, forget just the fact that how many other teeth are not problematic at this exact point. Right? Baruch Hashem is only one tooth, and all the rest of his teeth are fine. But the rest of his body as well. The rest of his body, it could be a toothache is dangerous, and who knows, v'chulu, etc. But the rest of his body is being mitafkeid, and his liver is working, and his hands are working, and his feet is working, and eyes, and v'chulu, that there's so much bracha that, but unfortunately, we it's only human to focus on the what's difficult and what's hard. So you write that they were in the Midbar. You write that it wasn't they weren't in Eretz Yisrael. East Achaz Galfnei, East Achaz Teinosai. But Lamaitza, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave you so much bracha, and not only that, I think it's even more because the Dor Deya. Where did the Dor Deya happen? The Dor Deya happened in the Midbar. The Dor Deya, the generation, the highest generation of Klai Yisrael, the biggest, greatest generation of Klai Yisrael, that was in the Midbar. Dafka, because they were in the Midbar. They were in the place which was maybe not the best. So not only they had so much bracha there, but even what they would think to be perceived to be the klala, perceived to be negative, that in itself was the bracha. That in itself, the very fact that they were in the Midbar, the Dor Midbar was the Dor Deo. Right? There's two names for it, the Dor Midbar and the Dor Deo. It goes hand in hand. The Dor Midbar and the Dor Deo. And the truth is that in Mitzrayim is the same thing. In this week's parasha, so it goes through Counts Klal Yisrael. And very interestingly, as the Rishonim already asked, Shevet Levi is a fraction of the rest of the Shvatim. Shevet Levi is counted by the Chodesh Shulamala, and they're half of the smaller Shevet. 22,000. They're half of the smaller Shevet. Well, not exactly, but for sure, if you count everybody, if you only count from 20 to 60 in Levi. Shaila is, what's the pshat? What's the pshat that Levi is mamish a fraction of everybody else? So Rabban asked the question. One says because they weren't in the klala of Kasher Yarnu Yisei Ken Yirbe V'Chen Yifritz. In Mitzrayim, Shevet Levi didn't have to work, and Ramela didn't get the bracha as well. They didn't get the klala, they didn't get the bracha. Dahainu, the klala, which they looked at as Mitzrayim, interestingly enough, they took their kids, right? They took their children and threw them into the Yar, but that was the Dar and Klai Yisrael that they had the most offspring out of any other Dar. That they were able to have the standard, if you make the cheshbon of how many Bechurs there were. In this week's parasha, 22,000 barach, and there were 600,000 people, so it doesn't work out. In every mishpacha, there was like almost 50 people, even more than that. That's the truth, because the 600,000 is only from 20 to 60, but it doesn't cheshbon out everybody. So it's a tremendous amount of people that were in every single.
Could have been a bunch of girls.
Could have been a bunch of girls, yeah, mamish. Could have been. What's that? It could be that there was more, but we didn't count that. We figured that if it's about half and half, and we're only counting the men, b'chlal, unless it was so totally disproportionate that the woman, Ramamish, but b'chura, the cheshbon of the men here, it works out that there's 22,000, there's 600,000, it's 50 in every mishpacha. So you're right, they had this klal on, they had, and it was a terrible thing, and it was that they killed their children. But the ma'aseh was in the Mitzrayim that they were zeicha to the biggest bracha with regard to children. The klala was the biggest bracha as well. So it's not just that the matzav is, you're right, the matzav is maybe not the best matzav, and the matzav is not the... However, if that's the place that the Ribbono Shel Olam put a person, that doesn't mean to say, we spoke about in Bitochan, that there is the highest darga that a person never wakes up. It doesn't mean to say that if a person's in a matzav that is not good for him, then you should try to change it. But if, which is what happens very often, a person's in a certain matzav and he can't change it, this is where he is, this is the situation, this is the b'chulu, at least for the present time, then to focus on the bracha, to focus on the bracha, because even if we don't see in the klala where the bracha is, which that's really what the parsha was coming to be, what this medrash is coming to say, that even in the midbar, it wasn't a midbar, it wasn't a matzav of midbar b'chlal, it was a matzav of bracha. But even if a person doesn't see that in the klala, but at least to focus on the bracha. At least the bracha of how much bracha the person has, the person realizes how many hundreds of thousands of kilometers of clay dam are in his body. How much is working, Baruch Hashem? How much is working is not problematic. So if a person focuses on the good in the Ribbono Shel Olam, in his family, it's easier the closer you get. Sometimes when you get to yourself, a person's tough on themselves. They're focused on the negative. But start from the closest people. The closest people, the family, the wife, the children, the siblings, the whoever it is. That's the first place to focus on the positive. But it's really, it's everywhere. And there's so much bracha. There's so much. I mean, sometimes a person, actually, tell you a story of what happened. A person, I get an email recently. A few weeks before, I think it was right before Pesach, I get an email, never met this person beforehand, he got my name from somebody, thought I may be able to help him. His Rebbe is a Talmud of a very well-known Talmud Chacham, who passed away already, and his Rebbe mentioned a tremendous amount of things from this Talmud Chacham. But he's a lot of trouble being Makabel, because he heard one story about this that the Talmud Chacham related, about a certain guy that did something. He did tremendous things, but he wrote a book about everything that he did, and therefore, detracted from his godliness. That's what sort of the point that he was trying to bring out. That what are you documenting everything that you did? If you really were, so he says, I don't understand. That, isn't that like focusing on the negative? Here's a man that did the tremendous things. He did big things, and you're picking on the fact that he wrote a book. You're picking on the. I said, I read the email, and I said, Tishma la'oznecho mashat amoyte yipicha. Here you have a person that's well known as the Talmud Chacham. Everybody knows him as the Talmud Chacham. Your Rebbe is saying over a tremendous amount of things. There's one story about a guy. About a guy. We're not even talking about a yid. About a guy that he mentioned one nekuda, and this is it. You can't be makabel anything. This tells me that he has trouble counting with his mashkeh. You can't be makabel anything that he says because of one aspect of. He threw everything in the garbage can because this is one. For some reason, we don't see another Maria Negiatmai. But that's really how it is. We can see by other people, it's easy. But another Maria Negiatmai, but Nigi Chaveri, for some reason, it's very easy to pick up on. With the seismograph, we're able to pick up on the Nigi Chaveri. And that's how we pass the person because, it's not. The easiest place to work is always by the closest, the people that are closest to yourself. To see the mileage. And. If we focus on the Ma'alas, then when it comes to Ribbono Shel Olam, we'll also focus on the tremendous brachas that Ribbono Shel Olam gives us day in and day out.